Radiotopia.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dear Diary.
Sixth grade.
February 14th.
1991.
I am really depressed.
How could she break up with me?
Mom, you can't read this.
All right, testing. Are you here?
We are.
I'm here.
Why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Kylie. I'm an intern here at the Mortified Podcast.
And I'm Joey, another intern here at Mortified.
Everyone has to start somewhere. And for Kylie and Joey, this is their first job in an office. But it's not their first jobs ever.
I worked as a summer camp counselor at like a sleepaway camp when I was 19.
I was very intense. It was like, it's like a 24-hour job. You couldn't really think about like anything else. And like, you didn't want to let a kid like injure themselves or anything.
Were you a helicopter parent at camp?
You have to be a helicopter parent when the helicopter parents have given their children to you.
And while Kylie was giving everything to her first job, Joey was
a pretty terrible flower shop employee in retrospect. I think I lacked that passion. I didn't really care about flowers or even necessarily like making my customers really happy, I guess. I figured out really early that it was not in my benefit to give my full effort. That was the summer that I started drinking coffee like every day, but I realized that it's not a very cheap habit. And so to pay for it, I, against my boss's wishes, put out a tip jar at the flower shop, and that became my sole intention, was to make enough money to get a cup of coffee every day.
And did it usually work?
It often worked, yeah.
That's great.
Did you consider that person's flower shop business was like the thing that was like probably keeping his kids in school and his family in a house?
Yeah, especially because that summer the shop was experiencing some hardships after like 20 years of business. There was rumors going around that the shop was like going to close any day now. And it made me question why they hired me. If I am hiring teenagers in the future, I'm definitely going to be a little more discerning with who I choose.
From PureX and Radiotopia, this is the Mortified Podcast. I'm Neil. And today on the show, the exhilaration and anxieties of getting your first job. And inspired by that, you know what? Can we cut the music for a second? I think I just came up with a better idea.
Hey guys, can you come in?
Yeah, what's up?
I actually thought it might be fun, since you guys, this is your first job.
Right.
And the whole episode's about first jobs. What if you guys produced the whole episode?
What?
Yeah, like if you just took it over. Just from here on out, you just sort of
what?
Took over the episode.
Wait, really?
Really?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, why so scared?
Because hosting is scary. It's a little scary.
from PRX and Radiotopia. This is the Mortified Podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Kylie.
Today, we're rolling up our sleeves and giving this producing thing a shot.
We're really doing this?
I guess we're really doing this.
It's Tales of Teenagers officially joining the labor force.
What happens when kids are given actual responsibilities?
And start working for the man.
Oh, man.
From the beginning of my junior year until the end of high school, that's when things got really stressful between me and my parents.
As a teenager, Samantha Lamp had a lot of resentment, especially when it came to mom and dad.
Dear journal, I decided that from now on, whenever my parents significantly piss me off, I will do something they would not approve of. Today, I got a third piercing in my ear. Next, we'll be binge drinking with a bum.
My dad started dangling this over my head, like, as soon as you turn 16, like, you have to get a job. And so I was kind of just enjoying my summer, and my dad came into my room one day and just kind of announced, like, hey, like, you have an interview on Friday. Get ready. It's at Rubio's.
It didn't take long before I learned that the only thing worse than having to cater to my parents' expectations was having to cater to customers' expectations. And this time, my rage was next level. Dear journal, there are two things that all Rubio's customers that come in after 8:45 have in common. One is that they are inconsiderate assholes. Two is that I imagine myself penetrating their skulls with whatever it is that they order. Seriously, what possesses these fucktards to think to themselves? Well, they have been open for about 14 hours, and I could have gotten my shrimp burrito combo 30 minutes ago. But since it's 10 minutes until closing, I think I'll go now. And then they don't even have the decency to take it to go. The assholes come up, ask what time we close, look at their watch, realize that they made it by the deadline by 2.5 minutes, and say, oh, I'll have it for here. Yeah? Really? Well, fuck you! When they finally leave, I take such joy from the bastards who come up half an hour after closing and just stare in the window. They give me the hand motion that means, hey, you guys still open? To which I reply with my own hand motion that means, no, sorry, you fucktard. The hours are posted right there in front of your dumb, Baja-loving ass. Then they proceed to give me the sad face, the one that means, aw, but me loves me a fish taco. I just turn around and continue mopping.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what I expected when I started working in customer service. I actually got compliments from customers. Inside, I'm fuming and I'm so angry, but I can put out this cheery disposition. So I think I actually looked pretty good to customers. But if only they knew what I was thinking.
Dear journal, people are so damn annoying. I swear, some people are just born with the fucking annoying gene or something. I encounter what seemed to be the whole annoying population of Riverside County tonight at my place of employ. Here are my favorite cases. Number one, annoying bathroom loitering dumbasses. Who takes half an hour to use the bathroom? Come on, all I want to do is clean it. Just get out of the bathroom so I can clean it and get on with the other lame parts of my job. Damn. Number two, Bro and Barbie. So we close at 9. It is then that Bro and Barbie decide to refill their drinks. Problem was that I'd already removed the nozzle. I giggled to myself as I assumed that the soda Nazis would maybe come to understand that tonight just wasn't their night for a refill of root beer. But no, of course not. I come back 2 minutes later and the idiots are still trying to get soda. Barbie asks me, do you guys know that the soda things are going all crazy? No, really? Yeah, it's because we already removed the nozzles. Blank stares all around. Bro then asks, well, why didn't you guys tell us? His voice sounded sincerely hurt. In my head, I grabbed him by the head and smashed his face into the salsa bar. Then I lifted his dripping face to yell, maybe because I'm not your mother, you fucking dumbass.
No matter how pissed off she got, Samantha somehow remained a stellar employee. She never mouthed off to customers and never broke any of the company rules. But some people make an entire career out of breaking the rules. As far as grown-up gigs go, Ronnie Vannucci has a pretty damn cool one, as the drummer for the rock band, The Killers. So it might surprise you that when Ronnie was searching for a summer job at 15, he found himself working at a place where following the rules was everything.
My grandmother worked at the hospital in the cardiology department. So my parents and my grandmother both said, well, hey, let's get the kid a job at the University Medical Center in Las Vegas.
And just like that, Ronnie became the newest member of the junior pre-meds. Among his job duties, transporting blood and tissue samples, and getting to wear cool stuff like
a lab coat with a patch on it and a walkie-talkie.
But getting in the door is just the beginning. Knowing what's in store if you do get hired is a whole other story.
You know, at least once every 2 weeks or something, I get peed on. You know, somebody's colostomy bag blew once and I got poop all over me.
And that wasn't even the worst of it.
You know, I got a call on my radio to go to the histology lab and pick up this sample. They don't tell you what it is. I was handed half of a human hand with like fingers attached to it. And you see all the adipose tissue and the sort of fatty cottage cheesy part, the padding of the hand. I just remember just totally looking at all the different angles, taking the elevator up and looking at it. Yeah, I mean, I didn't look up once. I was just looking at the hand the entire time. And it was like, whoa. It was like, you know, something out of a horror movie.
It's weird enough imagining what it's like to be a teenager in that situation. But just imagine being the patient and learning that a teenager was walking around with your severed hand.
All of which begs the question, who would hire a kid for such a job? Or any job for that matter?
My name is Sue, and I co-own a summer camp in Los Angeles.
For the past 6 years, Sue Bell has interviewed countless teenagers for jobs as camp counselors.
There's lots of differences between interviewing a teenager and interviewing an adult. An adult comes in, and they know what they want. They have their resume ready, and they're like, I'm great at this, and I can do this, and I can stand up and entertain the kids. And these poor teenagers come in, and they have no idea what they're awesome at yet. They have not learned yet to connect to people by looking at them in the eyes. So they just kind of sit there folded into themselves, and you have to drag it out of them. And you have to say, do you think that you would be great at like leading a song with all the campers? Do you know Itsy Bitsy Spider? That's a great song. And they're like, yeah, I know Itsy Bitsy Spider. So I just feel like I'm sort of conducting the interview for myself. I'm giving my own self the answers that I want them to say.
No doubt going on that first interview is scary. How do you impress a potential employer? That's a question a girl named Liz tried to tackle years before she was even old enough to work. So one day she sat down and decided to write a resume.
And so with the Tandy 1000 desktop computer and dot matrix printer we'd recently added to the household, I created a few resumes for the career women I thought I might become. Name, Malibu Stacy Cruz. Birth date, March 18th, 1970. Birthplace, Honolulu, Hawaii. Qualifications, currently a baby deliverer. Was a professional model for 2 years. And that's it, that's her entire work history. Other, married to Tom Cruise for 2 years with twins, Tom Cruise Jr. and Stacy Cruz I. Allergic to wool, cats, and pigs. Favorite foods are fettuccine Alfredo and Caesar salads.
Not quite sure her relationship with Tom Cruise or Caesar salad was impressive enough, young Liz took another stab at it.
Next resume. Name. Whitney Cher Hall Pitt. Birth date, February 7th, 1967. Birthplace, Orlando, Florida. Qualifications, and please pay close attention to Whitney's work history here. Secretary of State for one term. Stripped for 8 months. Professionally. Bachelor's degree. Computer technologist for 3 years. Graphic design for 3 months.
Liz might have been playing make-believe, but she was ultimately dealing with the same reality every teenager faces when applying for their first job. What exactly makes you qualified?
Once again, Sue, the summer camp owner.
Most teenagers often use their family dynamic to talk about how responsible they are. So it's either like, I have six brothers and sisters and I'm the eldest. So it's a lot of, I babysat the neighbor's kids once when they went to the movies. You know, it does apply to the job, but it's very hard when they don't have a resume because you do have to look between the lines. So it's so tricky because you have to imagine when you're interviewing them what they'll be when the nervousness goes away. And then you have to pray that the nervousness is going to go away if you hire them. You know what I mean?
In other words, hiring a teenager is a giant leap of faith, one that may never pay off. And in a moment, the story of a kid whose employer definitely had too much faith.
But first, a message from our friends at Quip.
Neil, it's time for the ad.
Oh, okay, I'm coming.
Get in here.
One of the first big responsibilities you're given in life is brushing your own teeth. And that's something that stays with you into adulthood. And thanks to Quip, brushing your teeth the right way just got a lot easier. Because unlike other electric toothbrushes on the market that focus on flashy gimmicks, Quip focuses on helping you become a better brusher. Quip's electric brushes are packed with just the right amount of vibrations to help you clean your teeth. And they come with a handy built-in timer that provides guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Quip starts at just $25, and when you sign up for a subscription plan, you'll get replacement brush heads delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Find out why Bloomberg calls it the Tesla of toothbrushes and why Oprah loves it. Just go to getquip.com/mortified right now, and you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/mortified. That's getquip.com/mortified.
I assumed since I had success in school and anything else I tried that I could do whatever I put my mind to do.
As a teenager, Amy Gottlieb was brimming with confidence. And then she got a job.
Went in with no expectations, had no idea how hard work could be, and came out very educated.
Amy shared her journals at a Mortified event in Berkeley back in 2007.
I came of age in the 80s in the Midwest, and I longed for exotic travel to such places as spring break in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I would do anything to go. I didn't have the money to go, but I really wanted to go, willing to do anything, including suffer my first job, where I started at the bottom and worked my way down. February 24th, met with Martin, the manager at Popeyes. Got job at Popeyes! Yeah. Woo! I am working the cash register. The cash register is so cool, it has 10,000 buttons, because you can get chicken in every size, and in spicy, medium, or mild, plus biscuits and rice. March 9th. Cash register sucks! There was a very long line out the door because I'm too slow. That's because there's too many buttons and the people are jerks. I hate the cash register.
I remember having a slightly bad feeling the first day. I tried to be friendly while taking the orders and remembering what the guy told me. But after the first one taking a long time, and as the line grew and grew, and people became angrier and angrier, I think I got more and more nervous that this might not work out so well. I don't think it was the first time in my whole life that I felt like, wow, I just suck at this, but wow, I am just not good at this.
March 10th. Martin told me he had a better job for me. Biscuits. Gets so much worse. March 12th. Today sucked. Yesterday, Ron pranked me. He told me to get something from the freezer. I went in. He locked the door with me in it. I was so cold. So today, I told Leon and Ron that I saw a rat in the biscuit mix in the back of the freezer. They fell for it and went in. Then I locked them in. Then it was really locked because I couldn't get them out. Martin had to come in from home. He was mad. Ron and Leon came out. They were really mad. All the people waiting in line for biscuits were really, 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 really mad. I hate biscuits! March 19th. Today, Martin said he had a better job for me. But the only jobs are cash register and biscuits. Martin went into the attic at Popeyes. I did not know there was an attic at Popeyes. He brought down a huge bag. In the bag was a huge Popeye costume. So, now my job is to walk around Popeyes being Popeye. I hope no kids from school find out.
I don't know if he pulled that Popeye costume out just because he felt bad for me and was trying to give me anything I could do, or was super excited. Here's someone who would actually be willing to do it. I was definitely thinking about my ultimate spring break, my ultimate motivating force. But there was a little bit of a survival aspect going on in that costume. Like, I just wanted to be okay, get the cars in, survive, and not have anyone see me.
March 26. Now, I just walk around Popeyes in my costume and huge head. I give kids balloons. I talk like Popeye and kids feel my fake muscle. I can't see out the eye holes at the kids under me. April 1. Now Martin wants me to go into the street and wave people in. He wants me to give balloons to people in cars. It's slippery and it's cold and it really sucks. I went to Ramshorn tonight, the local hangout. Everyone was there. Everyone knows I'm Popeye and everyone wants to drive by. April 4th. Today was the worst day. I went all the way into the street to wave people in. Ron Smith did a drive-by. I hate him. Two boys came by. They were on bikes. One asked to feel my muscle. He said, "Popeye is weak." The other one said, "Popeye isn't eating his spinach." One pushed me. It's hard to keep balance in a Popeye head. The other one pushed me too, but I didn't see the bike and I fell backwards. The boys took the whole box of balloons and rode away. I was lying in a cold puddle of icy, dirty water and I couldn't get up. It got dark. All I could see was sky out of my eye holes. Then Leon found me and got Martin. Martin said, he had no more ideas for me at Popeyes. So, he fired me. I got fired from Popeyes.
I think I kind of got what I deserved. I have a never-ending respect for people who work cashier, who make the food in the kitchen, and who play the role of any kind of mascot. Profound respect.
April 7th. Good day. I got my money from Popeyes. Altogether, I made $372. Enough for everything in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, spring break.
And this concludes our look at first jobs.
And moreover, this concludes our first time making an episode of the show.
We did it!
Woohoo!
So, how do you think we did, Joey?
I think we did pretty great, Kylie. Neil, how do you think we did?
Loved it!
Hadley and Dave?
You're amazing!
How about you, Ronnie Vannucci of The Killers?
It was like, you know, something out of a horror movie.
Really?
Oh, man.
Then I guess we won't mention that people can find your latest tour dates at thekillersmusic.com.
And to any listeners out there, we always appreciate your feedback on social media, because if I've learned one thing during my time here at Mortified...
What's that, Joey?
It's that the audience, just like the customer, is always right. Just ask Samantha.
And so this lady came in, and as soon as the order came out, she looked in her bag, pulled out one of the tortas, and said, "You call this a fucking torta?" And like threw it, and it like went soaring into the kitchen. She threw a torta.
To share the shame, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or visit getmortified.com to learn about Mortified stage shows, books, films, and beyond. Click participate, and who knows, maybe you'll appear in a future episode of this series.
As many of you know, the Mortified podcast is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. If your company would like to support our podcast, email sponsor at radiotopia.fm.
Our podcast production team for this episode includes Hadley Dion and me, Kylie Harrington.
And also me, Joey Fishground.
Also him, Joey Fishground. Stories were produced for the stage by Shay DeGrandis, Scott Lifton, and Scott Lifton. Okay, I'll redo that part. Stories were produced for the stage by Shay DeGrandis and Scott Lifton. Music by Gordon Bash, Alex Burks, Adam Smith, The Angel, Zoe Rose Palladino, and Snake Snake Snakes. Thanks to Jen and Chloe at Grandstand Media and also our super lazy interns, Neil Ketcher and Dave Nadelberg.
Oh, man!
And finally, a big thank you to all the Mortified producers who make the stage show possible.
Until next time, we remind you that...
we are freaks, we are fragile,
and we all survived our first job.
Yay!